This is the Baseball Analysis Podcast coverage for games on June 9th, 2022. If you enjoy the show, share it with someone. Subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. Leave us a review on one of those platforms or email baseballanalysispod@gmail.com with any feedback you might have if you listened to an episode up to this point. Today we're going to do deep dives on Christian Bethencourt, Jake Bennett, Murphy Stelly for the 7-Minute Baseball Series. I know it's kind of hitting that time in the MLB season where we're getting into a lull in June. Plenty of baseball has been played, and there's plenty more to be played. But it's an exciting thing to do when you just take a load off and see what college baseball has going on, especially before the draft. So that's why we're going to look at Jake Bennett and Murphy Stelly today. Before that, we're going to look at the leaderboards for the ninth. And then first for top exit velocity is Aaron Judge at 116.0 miles per hour. Before I move on, I want to note that Judge is at 22 homers on the year through June 9th. That's all. And second for top exit velocity is Christian Bethencourt at 113.4 miles per hour. Trevor Larnach is in third at 112.4 miles per hour. Ryan McMahon is in fourth at 111.8, and Carlos Correa is in fifth at 111.3 miles per hour. Trevor Larnach has the top distance on the night with 441 feet. Kyle Schwarber in second with 432 feet. Jake Berger in third, 432. Joey Gallo in fourth at 427. And Bryce Harper in fifth at 425 feet. Top pitch velocity belongs mostly to Shohei Ohtani, topping out at 101.0 miles per hour. It's good to see him back in the top pitch velocity leaderboard. And second is Yoan Duran at 101.0. Shohei again in third at 100.6 miles per hour. Johan again in fourth at 100.6 miles per hour. Shohei ending and off in fifth at 100.4 miles per hour. Corbin Burnes has the most swing and misses on the night with a count of 22. Shane McClanahan is in second with a count of 20, as well as Dylan Cease. He has a count of 20 on the night. We're going to start the deep dives today with Christian Bethencourt, who last night went 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored, 1 double, 1 home run, and 2 RBIs in the Athletics 8-4 loss in Cleveland to the Guardians. That brings his average to 245 on the year and his OPS to 669. In last night's game, he had 4 hard hit balls on the night. Even though the Athletics lost, Bethencourt has been doing good things at the plate for the Athletics. In the last 10 games, he has 8 hits and 29 plate appearances, 2 home runs, a walk rate of 3.4%. We'd like to see that a little higher, but a K rate of 20.7%, averaging .286, slugging .571, which is important. His weighted on base average is sitting at .378, his WRC plus at .158. In the 10 games before that, he had 8 hits and 33 plate appearances, 0 home runs, 5 RBIs, a higher walk rate of 6.1%, a K rate of 21.2%, averaging .267, slugging .300 with a weighted on base average of .277 and a WRC plus of .85. I think it's important to note how this guy's been slugging lately. He's a 30-year-old, 6'2", 213-pound catcher, bats right, throws right. Last year, he played in the Korean leagues, specifically the NC Dinos, who are a South Korean professional baseball team based in Changwon. They are part of the KBO League. And I have to correct myself, it wasn't last year, it was 2019 when he played in South Korea. Before that, he played for Atlanta from 2013 to 2015, San Diego from 2016 to 2017. So it's impressive to see him come back 3 years after being in the South Korean League to play for Oakland and to have 2 home runs and 114 plate appearances, a walk rate of 5.3%, a K rate of 21.1%. He's averaging .245 on the year, slugging .377 with a weighted on base average of .296 and a WRC plus of .98. His WAR is sitting at .5 for the Athletics. He's sitting in the top 8% of the league in terms of max exit velocity. Last night, he saw four-seam fastballs 69% of the time, sliders 15% of the time, and changeups 15% of the time. His highest whiff rate comes off off-speed pitches that he's seeing 12.4% of the time this year. His whiff rate on that pitch is 37%. Put-away percentage is 41.7%. Next is his breaking pitch that he has a whiff percentage of 34.1%. Put-away percentage of 25.6%. Against fastballs, he has a whiff percentage of 26.5% and a put-away percentage of 19.5%. So it was a good day for him to see many fastballs, and he did what I described earlier. Hopefully, we see more of Bethancourt later in the season, but we're going to move on to Jake Bennett, who is a pitcher for the Oklahoma Sooners. He's a redshirt sophomore from Bixby, Oklahoma, stands 6'6", 234 pounds, left-handed pitcher. He did pitch today, June 10th, against Virginia Tech in the NCAA tournament. He was the winning pitcher in 7 innings pitched. He gave up 1 earned run and got 8 Ks on the day. In 95.2 innings pitched this year, he has a win-loss record of 8-3. He's given up just 3 home runs in those 95.2 innings pitched, given up just 39 runs, and he has a batting average against him of .234. So it will be exciting to see where Jake Bennett goes in the draft this year. If he does go in the draft this year, maybe it's in later years, but assume that he will be probably in the top of the draft. I want to move on to Murphy Staley for the end of the podcast. Staley ended up going 2-for-4 in Texas's 13-7 loss to East Carolina today. But those two hits were home runs, and he had 3 RBIs with a walk, which was a hit by pitch. In the 2022 season, Staley has 19 home runs and 262 at-bats, slugging .683 with an on-base percentage of .430. He's primarily an infielder that also plays right field, third base, and second base. He stands 5'10", 205 pounds, bats right, throws right. So we'll see if he can help Texas pull it out against East Carolina in the NCAA tournament. That's going to do it for this episode of the Baseball Analysis Podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it, subscribe to it, leave us some feedback. I'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, enjoy baseball, and thank you for listening.